The Pokemon Go podcast is made possible 100% by you and other listeners just as awesome as you are. If you want to support the show and get a little something in return, just go to patreon.com/Pokemon Go podcast.
Hey, all. Hey, all. That was just dumb.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, everybody.
How's it going? Y'all are in for a wonderful ride tonight.
This is the Joseph R. Presents Pokemon Go podcast, your number one news source. I totally just got that backwards. So, Pokemon Go podcast. I'm rocking out of podcasting. Charles McFall. That's Joseph underscore Ard. How well have you underscored this week?
Oh, it's been such an underscored week all around. Just having a lot of fun this week. Got a couple of raids in. Let's see. The EV was last week, not this week. I did get a heat more this week, which is pretty sweet. They seem to be pretty rare. Oh,
nice.
And they are.
Why is his intestines on the outside, though? That's weird.
I don't know. They just are.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So, so I got Heatmore. He is regional to our side of the pond. Hatched a new Riolu. So I've got this little bad boy. He's 14, 15, 13, I believe. Still trying to get used to the new little diagrams. Got a new Giratina today as well.
Show off. And
what's exciting about this Giratina is
you passed it. There you go.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about this some more later, but they have, well, we could talk about it now. Well, we'll wait. But anyway, they've rearranged some of the EX eligible gyms. And so one of the gyms at my work has become EX eligible.
Nice.
And that's where I got this Giratina today. So I'm hoping to get some EX raid passes at work. That would be pretty sweet.
That would be pretty nifty. I'm going to spend some time during the show tonight to clear out my huge, stupid a Pikachu collection, because it's one of those, they're all hats. So you catch them fast, but you can't mass trade them. So I have to go after them, putting it off. Because my experience of the week is I'm not catching crap, because every time I go to check to see what I've gotten, because you need to manage your Pokemon and get rid of some. And so, yeah, my gotcha is getting some, but it's
so did you see great. What I do for that?
Yeah.
I'm doing it right now. So I type in 0*, 1*, 2*.
Oh.
And that'll put out all of your lower tier IV Pokemon.
Okay.
And I just go through and ditch a whole bunch of them. Right now I'm skipping all of the Gen 5 stuff just so that if I need to, I can trade it to somebody to get extra candies rather than transferring them.
Yeah.
So, bam.
I'm weird about it. I probably should do something like that. But I basically leave like one of each, not for a living dex, but I got burned not that long ago before they came out with the thing you have to evolve certain Pokemon that we have in the game right now.
They're lures.
No, that's different. Before lures, we had the big
Sinnoh stone.
Yeah, I did this as a badminton. The badminton cock. That's what it's called. It's a shuttlecock. Thank you very much. It's not dirty. Do you know badminton? Don't shake your head at me, Joe. Act like you know badminton.
I don't know badminton.
You don't know. That's the next shirt. Joe don't know badminton. I bet Cheeky Nashville knows badminton, but not Joe. anyway, it does. It looks like, I'll call it the rubber ball with netting to make everybody happy, but it looks like that from badminton to me. So, and so I just gone through and like, you know what? Screw keeping all these different versions, because I'd keep like the one. I wasn't trying to do a living dex, but just in case, I was keeping one of each little evolution, not each evolution, but you know, like one Nidoran or something, right? And I cleaned out a huge section of my decks. And they went, hey, here's this new thing. And, oh, guess what? You don't have the Pokemon to walk to even get the candies, fool. I'm like, ah. So I try to go through and leave a little room in my decks, and I've got 500 spots. I'm not Joe where I have 1,500, but I have 500 spots.
Get on my level. I've got 2,500.
2,500. That's
I have 2,000 more spots than you.
But why? Well, probably because you don't have to do this as much as I do. That's one of the reasons.
It's because of this. The 146 unknowns that I'm hanging on to that nobody wants that I should probably just get rid of.
Yeah, see, I went through that. I after two Dragon Cons of holding stuff, I went, you know what? Nobody asked for me for these trades. Nobody wanted these trades when I offered it to them. I had a bunch of Tauros. I had a bunch of Carnivine for time. I had a bunch of different things. And even like this past Dragon Con where I saved a squirrel for Rob Roberts, he and I both, and I even named it Rob Roberts, and he and I both 100% forgot, and so I didn't trade it to him when we're at Dragon Con together. So ultimately, unless you ask me for one, like I still have one for Zuccari, if he still wants it, that's a Carnivine, because he was going to come to Chicago this year, and he wasn't able to make it. But yeah, I mean, I try to go through. I mean, the babies, I just like the babies. They're cool. They're kind of hard to get, so I keep babies. But, yeah, I'll just go through and just kill things and then find out I needed it to evolve, and oh, well. But, yeah. So I don't have anything new, really, to throw out that I caught this week. Man, life was not with the Pokemon this week. So I went down to Savannah. I drove down there Friday, spent all day in the conference Saturday, drove back Saturday night, and did church here in Atlanta on Sunday for my Sunday gig. And I'm like, all right, man, Savannah, tons of stocks and stuff that I've never spun. Possibly they might even be spawning other Pokemon that I don't get in my area. And possibly I'm going to be staying at a place that has a Pokestop. Yes to all three of those. My gotcha died about an hour into the trip down to Savannah. And unbeknownst to me, I had a charger in my bag. I thought I'd left it at the house.
You may not have been able to use it anyway. I don't know. We don't have a source on this, but specifically iOS 13 users, it's not just iOS 13, but it's affecting Android as well. But the latest update of Pokemon Go is causing a lot of people to not be able to connect any of their peripheral devices.
Interesting. Okay. I've had a slight issue with that once or twice. Enough that I went, huh, something's a little weird. You know, I'll go to connect and it like just does nothing.
Yep. I was trying to help one of our patrons who has an Android, and we weren't able to get it working. But on my iPhone, I was able to get it working, and it's happened twice to me where it stopped being able to connect. But the way I've gotten it to reconnect is go into my settings, go to Pokemon Go Plus, because that's what I have. You know, if you've got a Pokeball Plus, then you'd want to go there.
You know, actually, it's the same settings. It doesn't matter.
No, it's they're separate.
I'm telling you, I've said catch Pokemon and accidentally seen the other ones, and they all say catch local Pokemon.
Pokeball Plus versus Pokemon Go Plus.
Uh-huh.
Not the gotcha.
No. The gotcha works on both. How about that? Catch me outside, okay. Joe. Catch me outside.
Okay. But anyway, so you go in there, and under available devices, you hit the eject button, and then on your plus, and I don't know how to reset the Pokemon Go, there, the Pokeball Go Plus. I don't know how to reset that, but I reset the plus. For the plus, you have to hold it down for about 5 seconds. The light will show blue. It'll stay blue, and then you hold it down again until it buzzes, till it vibrates, and that will reset your plus as well, and then you reconnect.
All right.
And that's been working for me with the iPhone.
The gotcha, different, right?
Yep.
The gotcha is a built-in battery, and you got to recharge it and this and that and the other. And it's a whole different, the way it works is a little different. I've had two that I can notice moments where I hit the connect and goes, okay, looking for a device. I'll tap the little touch button on the gotcha and it'll light up. And one time it just didn't even spin. And I waited long enough. I tried it again. I closed the game, reopened the game. Still nothing, like, screw it. I got to go. As I just went without it. Then later on that day, connected. Tonight, actually coming home was the second time. And it's all been this week since, like, last Thursday at the latest. Tonight I hit connect. It said the same thing. I hit the button. It didn't do anything. So I kind of held my finger on the connect on the game. Not that that did anything. I don't know why I did. I just kind of did a long press on it, and it kicked in and it started connecting. So okay. I'm fortunate with most of my updates that I don't get these issues that other people seem to get. And I'm very happy with that in my life. But yeah, I've seen a little bit of issue, but nothing major. Cause I guess I would just flat eject it. And then, cause you don't have to reset the gotcha, I don't think.
So apparently Civilian on Base said the way you do reset it, if you do want to give that a try, is apparently you have to put it in and out of the charger 11 times in rapid succession.
Okay, that sounds like hot crap, Civilian. I'm just going to say, I'm going to call it right now. That sounds like an internet thing. Like, gotcha! Ha-ha! You know, like, while you're at it, why don't you chew on some aluminum foil to see what kind of sparks happen?
I'm kind of surprised, because they have their own app. I'm kind of surprised that the app doesn't let you forget the plus. Reset the gotcha, yeah.
And quite honestly, it might. I mean, who really has dug into that app? In fact, I haven't even updated mine in a while. I need to reopen the app and do that.
I need to ask my wife if she's used the gotcha since I located it, because it was hidden in her car that is now my car for like a year. She lost it.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I've got a plus around here somewhere that my wife is supposed to use, and she doesn't.
Yeah, but with these, your mileage may vary with these tips, because some people in chat are saying it didn't work for them and things like right. that. So.
And I would say Civilian on Base fired back. It's not crap. It's from the official website. Okay, it just sounds like an internet joke. Do it real fast, 11 times. That doesn't make any
Charles
sense.
Is an internet joke.
That is not the title for tonight's show. I'm just telling you now.
We can make that happen.
Executive veto right now. Hey, XiaoYumi bans have been lifted, but still, you need to wait for the confirmation. You know, that's probably Xiaomi, honestly. It's probably how that is said.
Yeah, probably. So. But we never talked about the experiences from Discord.
Oh, you're right. You just got on my nerves and I moved on to the news. All right, so Terry Wolf has done a whole lot of things, and I'm gonna feature this one because this one's actually really cool. He's got his first and only Mewtwo with Psystrike, and it was a lucky trade. Who is trading Terry Wolf Psystrike Mewtwos? I don't know, man. It's like one drug cartel trading with another drug cartel. Oh yeah, he probably is like, go to your room, and then he grabs her phone and trades it. Yeah. Nicole0991 has a green boy. She named him London, presumably because she was in London when she got him. But it's Oddish. I believe that is correct. Let's see. Terry Wolf has been busy. Man, once he got out of the hospital, he went nuts and captured a whole bunch of good stuff. Yeah, some perfect
that's
IVs.
That's the wrong hospital.
Are you saying Terry Wolf's the Joker?
Sure.
So he caught a couple of Mewtwos. Fabian Mark III. Once again, not shiny on Legendary Hour, but I got this 96% Mewtwo. I did not get a chance. I saw Mewtwo raid, but it had like 46 minutes left, which meant everybody had already hit it and left. So yeah, I didn't really get the Mewtwo raid.
Knights are in general are bad for me. So
yes. So you didn't go either is what you're saying.
Correct.
ShiftWorks got one. Respectable IVs. He got a Mewtwo. And Buckeye Fitzy said his experience will be related to his first photo, which is a flight flying out of the U.S. and heading into Europe. European regionals, here I come to hunt you. But I was sad because I had to fly out last night during Mewtwo raid hour. Thankfully, my wife is the best and assisted me with this and named it something that will not happen. And she got a Mewtwo for him. That's CP2382 and named it Trade to Kel. So I don't know who Kel is, but that is one lucky person.
Keenan and Kel. He loves orange soda.
Oh man, my 6-year-old is into Good Burger again. It kills me. So all right, Civilian on Brace, before we get to the headlines. Breaking news. Niantic has just announced Wayfarer a new unified system for reviewing Pokemon Go Pokestop nominations and Ingrill Portal candidates.
Well, we can go ahead and talk about that now. That's our last source on the list.
Let's do it.
So, yeah, this is going to unify the system for reviewing point of interest between Pokemon Go and Ingress. So they're just trying to streamline the process. Before, with Ingress, it was Operation Portal Recon, which was solely for the Ingress nominations.
But not Harry Potter.
It doesn't mention Harry Potter, but I wouldn't be surprised if they include Harry Potter at some point.
Right.
I would be a little miffed if they included Harry Potter before Pokemon Go, so I'm glad that they are not doing that.
Well, I think Ingress, it goes Ingress, Pokemon, Potter.
Yep. Yeah, when I first saw this, I was like, did they just announce a new game? No. They announced a point of interest review system.
It's the old Crisis on Infinite games where Potter's crossing over into Ingress and Pikachu is showing up, and that's what Wayfarer is. No? All right, moving on.
You do you.
I tried. Somebody liked it somewhere.
So, and they've got a little 3-minute trailer about how to use it and everything.
I'm watching it. It's crap.
Yeah, well, it's funny. They put up images at the beginning, and one of those is Niantic. I think it's Niantic George from Reddit. So
they almost
I know that face.
I think they used a literal shot of my house for ineligible waste spots there. Like, come on, man.
Yeah,
cool.
That is your house right there. They're like, no, Charles, no. This is Uncle Hanky shooting you down before you even submit it.
Yeah, no, he is. So I'm trying to scan through here. Does it tell how we become a part of Wayfarer?
I don't know. I haven't watched the full trailer just yet. This was announced maybe half an hour before we sat down. So we'll have to wait and see. They are calling, instead of point of interest or portals or Pokestops, they're using the term way spots. So they're unifying the terminology as well as the interface.
Okay, it is wayfarer.nianticlabs.com is what it said. Yeah, their trailer is really crap on it, but at least at the end of it has this URL. So wayfarer.nianticlabs.com.
I wonder if it'll let me in.
Not on the show, Joe.
You never know. You can sign in with Google or Facebook is what it says. Oh, I tried. It says account does not exist.
So Xiaomi devices, right? We've been talking about that for a few weeks. And that app accelerator that is built into it was getting banned. And then Niantic last week, that was 2 weeks ago, then last week Niantic put out the Twitter, the emails or whatever saying, hey, we're aware of it, we're looking at it. And now, as of 5 days ago, as an update to our investigation into players using Xiaomi devices, we are continuing to investigate these reports and revising punishments and strike counts where appropriate. Thank you for your patience. That actually doesn't say bans have been lifted. It says they're working on it, because they'll still ban you, right?
So
they haven't fixed the working with the phone. They just will say, okay, get on a different phone and we'll unban you.
They claim, let me see if the comments. So.
Yeah. How can I find out if logging back in won't let me get banned again? Well, yeah, it will.
Yeah. And people are like, oh, are you going to get compensated? Yeah, probably not.
No. But yeah, the second comment, because they have not fixed the issue completely, just reverted back strikes. That's pretty much what I'm reading into this. Is they're just saying, hey, we're revising punishments and taking strike counts away, but it doesn't say they fixed it to work with the phone.
Okay.
So
they still got to drain the swamp.
Oh my God, Joe.
Don't worry about it. Charles, don't worry about it.
You're killing me. But you're not wrong. Excited. Safari Zone got excited and finished up this weekend in Taipei City, New Taipei City. So this is the last. No, there's one more event this year, this calendar year, right? Coming up. There's that weekend that we might get charged for. Is that in the spring? Remember that there's an event coming up? We said there might be tickets for it.
The Colossus event.
Yes.
Or the Colossal event. Yeah, but that's not coming until, I think the estimate was November.
So that there might be another one more event this year. So this is the last big event we know of for sure.
Well, the Colossal one, though, I think is worldwide. Like, it's not a specific location.
Right. So we have to ask Barry how it was, because, you know, Barry's a world traveler. And you probably went. But it looks like it was a huge success. 327,000 trainers, 4.5 million kilometers, and 50 million Pokemon. They had inflatables, dude. Do you see this?
I know, inflatables.
I would have liked to have taken some pictures with inflatables.
With the Pikachu and the giant Pokeballs?
Now, yeah. I find this photo, the second photo, more interesting is that if you really look at the mass of the people are on the pavement, very few people are in the park. But you notice a big section of the park is taped off, like, don't walk on the grass, right out in the front of the picture.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So I wonder if that's a cultural thing. I wonder if they were told to stay off the grass. I mean, there's some people on the grass, but not like when we go to Chicago where it's mostly people on the grass.
Yeah. It almost looks like there's something on the grass.
Yeah.
Like, do you see that little, like, almost like it flooded a little bit right there? Maybe that's why it's marked
off. Yeah, it's possible. But if you look up, too, it's just people are on the sidewalks, which is I find it very interesting.
Did you see Mr. Tambourine's comment?
America, where we don't believe in sidewalks. They had a giant Snorlax inflatable. Charles would never. Charles would never have found it. It's been three years, people. 3 years. So anything else you want to talk about with Taipei and the Safari Zone?
No, it just looks like they had a blast. I mean, it looks comparable to our Go Fest experience. It looks pretty sweet.
Yeah, it looks like they had a good time. I'm liking that we're getting more and more of these events going on that are successful as well. You know, that's the key there too. Hey, if you thought there weren't enough Pokemon in the game, well, you're in luck, because we're just adding more clothes. We got new clothes in the game. Yay, Joe. Yay.
Always more clothes.
God, and they get uglier every freaking time they put out new clothes.
But look, there's only three of them for you.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. I've got Snorlaxes. I got them. The game had to give them to me, but I got them.
That shirt has more Snorlaxes than you.
Well, currently, yeah, but I think I caught five or six when they did the event. So what do you think of the clothing, Joe? Audience, what do you think of the clothing? Because, yeah.
Meh.
Magikarp. Flying around on a shirt.
Vileplume.
Yeah, but it's a weird Art Deco Vileplume.
And then there's a Kiss Tongue, Licky Tongue.
Yeah, that looks like a Rolling Stones album cover. And then there's Snorlax.
Yep.
So, I don't know, man. I don't know. Why?
I agree with Rock Eddie. I think Vileplume's the best one out of them.
Probably still wouldn't wear it. I'm just saying. Would you, in real life, would you wear any of these?
Probably not. I mean, if I was still in high school, because at my high school we had to wear a collared shirt, maybe.
But you're wearing a collared shirt right now.
I know, but... I have to actually, it's high school versus professional work attire.
I don't know. It's not my style. Mr. Tim Rain said, When I asked if you're like, wear it, probably, but I'm weird like that. You know, and I bet you there are people out there. Now, in the game, are you going to get these, everybody listening, are you going to get these and put them on your avatar? You know, if you're listening to the podcast, I'd be curious. Email us, show@PokemonGoPodcast.com, and let me know if, one, you like the clothes. Two, if you're going to put them on your avatar or already have, I guess that goes with like it, because if you don't, obviously, you're probably not going to do it. And then three, I want to know if you'd wear these in real life.
Well, and they cost 200 Pokecoins each, so.
That's something else I don't understand in games. Why pay for clothing that doesn't matter? I've done it once in my life. It's for an avatar on Xbox. I still have it as a Nightmare Before Christmas long sleeve t-shirt for my avatar. And I paid $2 for it because I love Nightmare Before Christmas. And like, finally, there's something that makes me go, hey, I'd put that on my avatar. That was Xbox 360, Joe. So 7, 8, 9 years ago. He who is dead to me and has risen is here in the chat room. Hello, Terry Wolf.
Well, then.
All right, moving on to more cool things. The success of paid items. Yeah. All right, so here's the thing with this clothing, right, and with anything in the game. The success of paid items will influence how Niantic implements in the future. Now, the second part of this headline, I think, is a little overdramatic. Stand for any principles you hold. That's a... We can discuss it, but my point, that's a crappy stance.
Well, an article is a bit of a stretch. It is a Silk Road post. But the reason they're stating this is because of... Earlier, we mentioned the Colossal event that's happening November 2nd. I looked it up, by the way.
Okay.
But the pass for this event so far is listed at, I think it's $8 for the event. And basically... this person, what's his name?
And that was still a code dive.
Exasgrease.
I don't know.
But yeah, it is code dive.
And to me, there's a distinction between that and an announced cost.
Correct. You are correct. If this pass costs actual money, then this will be the first completely gated event that's behind a price wall for Pokemon Go. Global event that's behind a price wall, I should say.
Yeah.
And the real kicker here is everyone's assuming that this will be the Regigigas, and Regigigas's stats are huge. Like, he will be a meta-defining element.
Joe, what? Don't stat shame Reggie. That's not what we do here. Don't stat shame him, man. He could lose a little stat weight, but that's okay. We love him anyway.
He's a big boy, and he loves his curves.
His curve balls. Because you got to throw 3 excellence to get some berries. Yeah, all right.
And I did that, actually. We were talking before the chat how I had a quest here. It was 3 great curveballs in a row to get just some raspberries. Yeah. I was like,
how have you not? Oh, you did delete it, because that's different.
No, I didn't delete it. I've got it. I did it while we were playing.
Why would you? I would just throw it away on principle. For 3 raspberries, you threw 3 excellence. Seriously, that's like saying excellence.
Great.
I thought you said excellent. It's a great, still 3 raspberries for 3 greats. Yeah, that's, I don't know, man. It's like saying, hey.
9 raspberries, but still, I trash raspberries all the time.
It's like saying, hey, if you drive your Ferrari through McDonald's drive through, we'll give you a free small cone. No, it's not worth it. Plus, you don't need a Ferrari. That's just dumb. But back to this event. According to this article, Niantic has changed some policies in Ingress and started charging for previously free events. Now, my ultimate problem with people's responses to this is people feel like they're owed everything in a game. And while this is new, I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm saying coming at it with stand for principles you hold says that you deserve to get Regigigas. You are owed to at least try to get Reggie Gigas. And the reality is, that's not true. They can do anything they want in the game, good or bad, and they can charge for it. And it costs money to do these events. Now, they're making money hand over fist, Joe. So before anybody calls in like, wait a minute, no, one percenters, blah, blah, blah. No, Niantic could do every event for free. Niantic could do all these live festivals for free. The money is a gating to try to keep the rush down on the server so it doesn't overwhelm. Because Niantic's making, what did we say, $30 million a month? Give or take, is that right? Did I make that up?
I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
That's so, a couple times since then.
So yeah. What do you think, Joe? Do you think we still don't know if they're gonna money get this?
None of this is official yet. This is Code Dive
right
stuff. They haven't announced anything officially, as far as I've seen.
Our official stance has always been wait and see. But playing the theoretical card here of, okay, it comes out, it's $8 to play or whatever. Do you think that's wrong? Do you support it? What do you think?
I suppose it depends on if you can pay for it with Pokecoins. Because then it's not as gated as people are saying. And I think that would be a good happy ground for them. But that's just me.
And again, this is one of the things we don't normally bring to the table, other than people are probably discussing it in their communities, so we want to discuss it, because there is nothing solid in this story. It literally starts off, there is a worry that the Colossal Event Pass is going to be exclusively purchasable only with money, Google credits, Apple credits. That's the coins that you earn in the gym. Okay, that's sure. After we read the Code Dive, we're like, huh. Is that going to happen? But I want to ask you and those who would wish to chime in, in the chat, if this is a big global event. Let me rephrase. So they're going to charge you $8 to play the event. How much stuff? It can be Stardust, Experience, Reggie Gigas's, other things you want in the game. How much stuff do they have to give you for that $8 to be worth it?
To be honest, $8 isn't a ton. We paid more for GoFest. This is going to be a global event, but I don't know. I guess I want to wait and see what the actual details of the event are. Is it just going to be Reggie Gigas? Probably not. It's probably going to be a lot more than just Reggie Gigas.
Right. So, and I'd like to point out to people, and not that I've heard this, I haven't responded to articles and stuff like this. How many people who are outraged, I'll use air bunnies, quotey fingers, how many people that are outraged that they are charged, possibly even charged for this, drop tons of money on Pokeballs and incubators and you have more coins in the game to get those things, and you know that how much money have you put in, Joe? I know it's under 100, I think, for 3 years.
I think it's around $80 or $90 total over the 3 years.
From the chat room, I'm just reading up, make sure I'm not missing anything. Rock Eddie says, you probably can't pay for it with Pokecoins. Terry Wolf said, $8 for a worldwide event will make them a bunch of money. Rock Eddie says, socially, if it's a cool event, or especially, he meant especially if it's a cool event. Terry says, I have no problem paying $8. Jess Will says, $8 worth it if it doesn't suck. The Ronaldo says, $8 and probably going to be still 100 coins per raid. Civilian says, last thing, and we'll read here before I have to refresh, says, I would say, don't freak out as we don't have any info in event. Now, that's our bread and butter. Keep calm and Pokemon on. Because there's just no information yet. I'm with everybody else. The weather is finally, Joe. Finally, the weather's getting a bit nicer. I can't use the magnifying glass just to light my fire pit as much anymore. Because it's no longer 100 degrees outside. But it is getting nicer.
I know. These 70s feel so nice.
Yeah, it's like 78 degrees. And I went outside. It's still a little warm for a fire. But I went outside and hung out finally the other night. And it's good. So what I'm saying is the weather's getting nice. My kids are getting to where they want to go out and do the community day and that kind of thing.
And get eaten by mosquitoes.
So, well, it's still, it's not quite cool. You're right. It's not quite cool enough to kill the mosquitoes. But if they do an event that I mean, if you're talking about me, because there's three accounts in the house. There's technically four. I think Oakland still has one technically. But myself, my wife, and Crosby all have three active accounts. That's $21 for us to go out, and we can take the little ones and let them share a phone and whatever. That's for us to go out and play an event as a family, presumably for a couple hours, get some cool stuff. You know, that's easy. Nicole says, if they start making community days or raid hours paid events, I'm out. And I would agree. $24, whatever, $21. I try to entertain you. Are you not entertained?
I'm sorry. I was a former applied math major, so math is kind of my thing.
Yeah, former being the key. Joe, why do we care that a Pokédex sorts by your math major? We don't. But why else would we not care why they sort by the hat? So the Pokédex view now sorts event Pikachu by hat, and then CP. Why? Yes. Why? Who cares? What?
Well, if you're not too worried about hanging on to multiple, this makes it a lot easier to say, okay, I've kept one of them. Let's just delete all the rest that are behind it.
And well, you still have to do it by hand, like one at a time. You can't do a mass delete because they'll say you cannot delete mass delete event Pokemon unless they've changed that for this hat.
Yeah, I don't really care about the hats in general. So
yeah, I've got one of each. That's. I think I'm probably going to delete that collection. What about everybody else? Hats? Hats good. What I hate about the hats is just that. It makes Pikachu an event Pokemon, and then you have to spend the time going in and deleting each one individually. How many spots do you have open, Joe, in your stupid huge Poke bag?
My stupid huge Poke bag.
2,500 spots. I stand by my statement.
I have 667 spots open right now.
You're holding 1,833 active Pokemon. What is wrong with you?
I have more open spots than you have spots total.
Okay, that's true, but that's still not the point. You are caging the animals of the world. You are what's wrong, and PETA is coming for you, sir. That is a lot of imprisoned souls in your magical orbs.
I didn't go full Michael Vick. It's okay.
Oh, wow.
Throwback Thursday? What?
No, yeah, not that kind of throwback. So what's this one? 7 months without a single spawn?
Oh, yeah.
These cue the sad music. People.
So Niantic, with the open street map, has made it so people can mark the maps as specific biomes.
I know you can hear it, but I played the sad music while you read this.
Oh, man. And I can barely hear you now. So it's been 7 months. This is an island off of near Greece. So it's in the Saronic Gulf. And someone went in and marked the whole area as Natural Bay without marking the land, the islands, as something else. Mm. And so a bay will not spawn Pokemon. So for the past 7 months, they have not gotten any spawns on these maps.
That hurts.
That hurts real bad.
That yeah, man. That's rough. And there's no way to reach out to Niantic and.
Well, the weird thing is there's a picture in this post, and they've got gyms, they've got Pokestops, they have no Pokemon. So
and I get that. That should flag something on the computer. Like, wait, this doesn't make sense. How can we have a gym and a Pokestop, but this is a natural bay?
Yeah. And so There's a cluster in the picture of what is that, four or five Pokestops in a gym,
yeah, where
all of it is lured up because that's the only way they can, well, that or an incense are the only way they can get Pokemon to spawn. So they can only get Pokemon from lures, incense, research, and eggs, unless I'm missing something.
I totally understand the research and eggs, but if you're marked a natural beta where stuff won't spawn, the lures and the incense should not work, right? Technically speaking.
No, those will still work.
I mean, obviously, but you know what I'm saying? It shouldn't.
Theoretically, this was a couple of years ago, someone tried to do an incense. So incense normally pulls from whatever biome you're in. So okay, if you're in a biome that doesn't that doesn't spawn Pokemon, oh, theoretically, you should have access to
all Pokemon. All of the,
well, not quite all, because it won't, you won't give you access to like legendaries and mythicals. But you should theoretically have access to everything that could possibly spawn in the wild. Because people were trying to get to an area that didn't have a biome so that they could trigger rare spawns with it.
Yeah.
That was the theory. I don't remember whether that was proven false or true, but yeah.
Man, that is rough.
Yeah. So that just,
seriously,
that just sucks in general.
Yeah. I mean, there should be, you know, we talked about this early on. We haven't readdressed it since, but there was a way to submit tickets through the game when this game first came out. But that was basically worthless because nobody was responding to the tickets when the game first came out. And then I think they took away that ability. I can't remember. But there should be a basic way to submit tickets. And then everybody in that those communities could be submitting the same ticket over and over and go, hey, because, Joe, what would you think? It would take an engineer an hour maybe to just go look at it. Oh, hey, yeah, I can see on the map there's actual people. I can see that we have stuff on those islands. Let me just mark out the little lines and boom, done.
Well, the trouble is, it depends on how they've got it implemented. Because right now it's just, if it's a bay, no spawns. And so I don't think they could just manually go in and change that. I could be wrong because I don't have access to the code.
Yeah, I have no idea. But it got changed originally because they were getting spawns.
Yes, yeah, because someone went in and changed OpenStreetMaps. Now, maybe they could force a new polling of the OpenStreetMaps specifically for that area. That might be possible.
Okay, and that sounds like something that's a community they could do outside of Niantic, possibly.
Yeah, just in general, they need to rework how they use the tags on OpenStreetMaps. So, because they already provide separate colors for water versus land, so they should be able to access that data and realize, oh, this isn't a bay.
Yeah. I did get an experience of the week. I'm evolving my Lillipup right now.
Oh, are you?
To a Lilliputian. Yeah. So, yeah, man, there's got to be a way. There's got to be a way to fix that 7-month thing. But there you go. Peking on the...
Peking
on the stream. Herdier. And I'm only a few candies short of evolving Herdier. So, very cool. Of course, we are at the weekly update infographic by Wonderful One. And I don't know if it's going to have much new on it. So, of course, we know October 8th, which just passed, was the Mewtwo Raid Hour. This Saturday, today's 10th, yeah, Saturday is the Trapinch Community Day. Because I always have to think if it's Saturday or Sunday. And it's going to be 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. local time. So that's a nice morning-ish, lunch-ish raid right in the middle of the day. And for those up in blizzard areas such as North Dakota, you'll probably appreciate that. Here in the south, I would like it to be a little bit later in the day. But that's all right. Are you going to go out and do the Trapinch Day?
I should be able to, because that's Saturday. So, yeah.
Let's see what I need for Trap Inch Day. Because I know I've had Trap Inch.
On my calendar.
I'm fairly sure I've had Vibrava. It's going to take a minute for all this stuff to load in. I don't think I have the giant dragonfly yet.
Flygon.
I don't believe I have Flygon.
We've talked about this before. You had a Vibrava and you killed it.
Actually, yeah. So let me see if I have a Trap Inch. I mean, obviously, Community Day is going to be big for me because it has something I don't have. I do have a Trap Inch right now. I think I was walking him. And actually, I can evolve him into a Vibrava right now. But I traded him to walk some other stuff second. So I can get a Vibrava, but I won't have enough candy without the Community Day to then get him up. Are you going to take the kids out and go do a Community Day?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll hit up my normal park and have a walk and have fun.
Cool. Of course, October raid schedule. The 9th, which is already passed, is Alter Giratina. The 16th. So after this recording is coming up. And so far, supposedly on the 23rd and 30th, is to be announced, is what they're saying right now. So Terry Wolf, usually on these community days, he's like, hey, take a screenshot of how many you have or had or whatever. And then the one who catches the most, I'll name my whatever Flygon after him. If I catch one, Terry, I think that's good enough because I'm a filthy casual. You should name him after me. I'm just saying.
If you catch one.
Yeah. Ongoing through the end of this month, adventure boxes are crap. Don't do it. Don't do it. You don't need no hippie Eevee. Don't do it. Just but don't. Look,
you could get a Unova stone like
you,
I did.
Yeah, you have one, and what are you doing with it? Yeah, nothing that's what yet. I thought. Exactly. So don't do it. Stand on your principles. Don't get the hippie Eevee. All right.
Why not?
Did you have much luck with that Stardust Blast event that just ended?
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, I like Stardust. Attention. I don't know. I have enough Stardust. You get good, Terry Wolf. Get good at living, Terry Wolf. You know, I don't sniff so much Stardust that I have to quit playing for a month. Just saying. Love you, Terry. Upcoming Community Days, November 16th. We're expecting Chimchar, which I could use the final evolution of that as well. And December 14th and 15th, according to last year, you know, all the Community Days should return for that weekend, that two-day weekend. And now you'll have a chance to play big time. Anything else off of this that we need, Joseph?
Everything. We need everything off of this. But.
Ooh. Yeah. There's speculated events via data mine, a special rocket research where they might we might battle bosses.
Yeah. So Arlo, Cliff, and Sierra are supposed rocket bosses, and the theory is that we're going to be able to catch legendary shadow Pokemon. So
interesting.
Yeah.
So can you get a legendary shiny shadow?
I don't know. I don't know if you can you get a shiny shadow Pokemon. I heard rumor that you could, but I haven't actually seen anybody showing theirs off.
If I get a legendary shiny shadow, I am done with the game. That would be like the Pinnacle Collection. Yeah, I'm out. That's go, go.
Rock Eddie said you cannot get a shiny shadow Pokemon.
Photoshop says otherwise.
Because a shiny shadow Charizard would be pretty sweet looking.
Yeah. So Flygon, we're just talking about Community Day, right? Flygon will have a special move, and it's Earth Power.
Earth Power. Actually, real quick, before we go on to Earth Power, because we'll get to that in just a second. We skipped someone's experience of the week.
Did we skip it?
Yes. So let me see. Where is this? So Barry Fulk has been overseas.
Oh, that's because it wasn't in Discord. That's right.
I know. Got himself a Mime Jr. and apparently has extras for you and me, as well as some blue cellos. So next time we see him, we can get some of that.
Nice. What's the big giraffe looking one? Tropius. Bring us some Tropius, man. I'm just saying.
Tropius is in Africa.
There's rings to catch down there. He'll be fine. I'm sure there's phones he's got to give to somebody somewhere in that continent. Just saying. Barry is I know a guy, right? Hey man, you got any blue cellos? No, but I know a guy. Hey, hook you up. Give me a couple months. I'll hook you up. Yeah, all right. So back to Fly God, right? So that is what is Earth Power from the standard lore of the trading card game / anime?
It is one of the five powers that combine to make Captain Planet.
He just rolled over in his grave, sir.
No. Earth Power is a charge move, and it will be awesome. It is a very good charge move up there with Drill Run and Earthquake. And so we actually have a chart showing the theoretical DPS. Now this is again theoretical because Niantic likes to change stuff the week before it goes live. But theoretically, Flygon with Mudshot and Earth Power, will be up there with Mamoswine with as far as top Earth DP or Earth Ground DPS. So currently, eventually Landorus, both of its forms are gonna be the top ground type Pokemon. Exedrill is awesome. Groudon is up there. And then Garchomp, Golurk, Mamoswine, then Flygon. So he is fairly, he is a little ways down the list, even with just the Pokemon that are currently available. But still, I wouldn't count him out, especially because he will stay low enough in CP to be good at the lower tiers of PvP.
Okay.
So, yeah, like Rock Eddie said, Flygon is not for raids. He is for PvP.
Okay. My only PvP lately has been with an Italian. I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but the in-game name is Barbara Blue. And everything gets that all the gifts I get from them is this place in Italy and that place in Italy and so on and so forth. And every once in a while,
I thought you were going to say Phil.
He doesn't play anymore, you silly fool.
Those botched guys, they only play like the weekend Dragon Con, of Dragon Con.
That's pretty much, that's truth. But yeah, every once in a while, when I'm opening up gifts, because they pop up at the top of the list, I'll open up a gift and I'll send it to them. And then a minute later, Barbara Blue wants to fight you. I'm like, why would you want to fight me? I don't know why I'm doing that accent. That's not Italian at all. But why would you want to fight me? I just gave you a gift, and then I fight him. And it's fun. So that happens. That's about it. Earth Power moves him up a little for raid counters, but don't use him unless you're Charles. Oh, okay. You know what? If the game says, hey, we suggest you use him, I'm going to use him because I don't care. I just take the recommendations that the game gives me. If the game is wrong, then I blame Uncle Hanky. Anything else about Flygon and the Earth? Why does a flying dragon have Earth powers? I don't understand.
Because he's a ground-type Pokemon?
But he's not on the ground. Two evolutions are not on the ground. Two, Joe. out of three. That is a majority in case your math major did not kick in. Two-thirds is a majority, sir.
I mean, you're not wrong, but he's not a flying-type Pokemon.
Rocky Eddie says, what's your strongest ground-type Pokemon? I don't know. I guess I can type in ground and find out. let me sort by CP. All right, Joe, we're going to carry on for a second. I'll get you that answer here, Eddie, in a second. If you would like to support the show, and we really could use your support because, you know, therapy takes a lot of money, patreon.com/Pokemon Go Podcast. I hate Terry so much right now. Patreon.com/Pokemon Go Podcast is where you can support the show. If you're on the podcast or anybody who listens anywhere, you can help us out. Definitely tell people to download the podcast. We had some great shout outs this week on Twitter by Pokemon community leaders. And they shouted out our podcast, and thank you very much. We appreciate that. That always helps. And if you're on twitch.tv/Pokemon Go Podcast, where we record live Thursday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, and a little after, you can support us by giving us those Prime and Amazon subs. If you're Amazon Prime or Twitch Prime, you can sub for free. And... and you can just throw us bits and cheer and have fun. And we would appreciate that. It would help out a lot. All right, Joe, what time is it?
It is time for random trivia. And this week, I wanted to talk about Trapinch since he will be the Community Day Pokemon this weekend. And we've been talking about him a fair bit today. Trapinch is the Ant Pit Pokemon. He is ground type. He is not flying type. He does not fly at all. Okay, Charles, he doesn't fly.
He's got wings.
Trapinch doesn't. Vibrava and Flygon
I would
do.
Argue,
his evolution.
I would argue Trapinch has them just under the skin. They just haven't popped out yet.
Okay. We like to refer to him as the Mouser Pokemon.
Yeah, because we're Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fans.
That's right, we are. And speaking of which, well, we'll get to it in a little bit, but let's just say there's a new shirt in the store. Trapinch's Pokedex entry says that its nest is a sloped bowl-like pit dug in the sand and that he patiently waits for prey to tumble into his pit and noms them.
Nom.
That's not what the Pokedex entry. That's my own version of it. So basically, he wants to eat Boba Fett when Han Solo knocks him into the pit. Nom nom nom. Nothing.
No, I'm just all disappointed. Right. I actually did another spot on my field research by habit. Yeah, I can't do it. I'm not doing it anyway. What does Trapinch do?
Trapinch evolves into Vibrava, the vibration Pokemon, and this is when he gains a dragon type. So he is a ground dragon type. And Vibrava uses ultrasonic waves from vibrating its wings so fast, and those waves are so powerful, it can make its prey faint or give people headaches. So he uses his wings to incapacitate people and take them down. And then it evolves into Flygon, which looks nothing like Trapinch. So, you know, classic Pokemon turn into something completely different, not unlike Dratini into Dragonite. But anyway, Flygon is ground dragon as well, and it is nicknamed the Elemental Spirit of the Desert. It flaps its wings and whips up a cloud of sand. And so basically, wherever this Pokemon goes, a sandstorm is there. So, yeah. Beware the sandstorm that is Flygon. The shiny forms are pretty neat.
Pretty fly, wouldn't you say?
Huh?
Pretty fly, wouldn't you say?
Pretty fly for a ground guy.
You tried, Joe. I appreciate the effort. For effort.
Yeah, okay. So Trapinch is based on the larval stage of an ant lion, which looks a lot like a dragonfly to me. I don't know if you've seen
this
lion before.
No, I have not. I am looking it up right now. No, ant lions do not. Okay. Okay. There's ant lion, two words. Ant leon, one word. Is
sure. You like you pronounce it however you want. I'll pronounce I'm just it reading, how
no,
I want.
No, I'm just reading it off the screen. If you type in ant space lion, the larvae pop up, and they look freaky deaky. And, yes, the grown version is a dragonfly, basically.
Yep. Apparently also referred to as a doodle bug. So the names trap and or trap inch comes from trap and pinch. So when it grabs its Pokemon or its food, nom nom nom. So it waits and traps them and pinches them, eats them.
It pinches them.
Vibrava is a combination of vibrate and larva. So in its larval phase, I guess. But Flygon is the one we really care about. The dragonfly that it is, which is where it gets its name from. Flip it around. Fly gone. So flying dragon. It's a partial anagram of dragonfly. But yeah, he's pretty sweet. Pretty sweet. Apparently, he was supposed to get a mega evolution in Pokemon X and Y, but it was scrapped. Because apparently the artist had artist's block and couldn't come up with a form for his mega evolution. So they're like, nope, guess not.
Sad music here. I don't know what to say to that. I mean, it's like, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Do you have a Flygon yet, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. I do. I think just one. I don't think I've bothered evolving more than one. But yeah.
Fair enough. I mean, you don't really need to evolve more than one. Nope. Oh, no, you just traded him. Oh, no, Joe.
Oh, no.
We're going to wrap up the podcast here, but if you're live, stick around for just a minute. We've got some votings to do. But Joe, before we get out of here, tell them about what's new in the store.
Yeah, so if you head on over to tiny.cc/GSTU, that's capital G, capital S, capital T, capital U. Last week we talked about our shirts getting taken down for copyright. Well, we've got a new shirt up, and it is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Squirtles shirt. Our patrons may recall this. It's a wallpaper that I had designed. Oh, yeah. It's probably been 2 years ago now.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And we had talked about making it a shirt way back when, and we just never did. So since we didn't have a shirt available and we already had this designed, we're like, yeah. But apparently there was a wave of copyright claims because Nicole was saying that her entire store was wiped out.
Yeah, we could go into baseball on that, but there are some supposed to be some protections in place. And we do try to avoid copyright. It is a little hard when your entire show is built on a copyright for coverage. So Patreon is always going to be safe. Twitch is always going to be safe. Selling merchandise, who knows? So we do what we can with what we have. And we're trying to work on some original ideas and change things up, be more show-oriented. I got Joe trying to Pokemon himself so that we can have that. Because there's a Pokemon out there.
Go Pokemon yourself.
Yeah.
So. Actually, we need to put a poll on Twitter, yes. Or at least a thing on Twitter saying, if Charles and I were Pokemon, which Pokemon would we be?
Yeah, because there's one of me, but we're not gonna spoil the poll. If you think of something different, we can art that up. But that's because I think that'd be fun art to do. But yeah, for the listeners on the podcast, for those of you here on Twitch, what Pokemon would I be? What Pokemon would Joe be? So that we can. We can art that up and make some cool shirts of that. And
stickers. I'll just tweet it out right now.
And put it out in a tweet. There's that. While Joe does that, I am going to go ahead and tell you he is Twittering right now on twitter.com/PokemonGoPod or at Pokemon Go Pod. So you can look for that survey or that poll rather out now. And by the time you hear this, of course, if you're live, you're watching him doing it right now. And if you'd like to email us, which we would love for you to email us, tell us what you get out of the show, what you love about it. Yeah, I don't care what you hate about it because this is what we do. But definitely, I mean, if you want something more, like, hey, I liked when y'all did this. You haven't done it as much. That'd be awesome, you know. But we used to get hate mail. We read some of it. We trashed some of it. We just moved on with our lives. But, yeah, if you want to improve the show, by all means, show at PokemonGoPodcast.com. Hit us up. We'd love to hear from you. Or you can use your voice over at PokemonGoPodcast.com. There's a SpeakPipe tab. Click that, any device with the microphone that touches the internet. You've got up to 90 seconds. Leave your voicemail. We would love to have it. Reddit is r/PokemonGoPodcast. Facebook is at Pokemon Go Podcast. Or not at. I'm sorry. Facebook is just Pokemon Go Podcast. Twitter, of course, is at Pokemon Go Pod. And twitch.tv live, 8 p.m. Eastern on Thursday nights, Pokemon Go Podcast. So it's twitch.tv/PokemonGoPodcast. See a theme running here. You know, we grabbed the best name first. TeePublic, as we said, tiny.cc/SSUGSTU, because that is a network store. And that's one of the other reasons they won't shut down the whole store, because 90% of it is not copyrighted. It's all original stuff for the network up there. So go check that out. There's other shows that go on in the network. They have some awesome gear. So please go ahead and get you some stickers and some mugs and some T-shirts, those kind of things. And get your Squirtle, Teenage Mutant Ninja Squirtle shirts now while they last. And go over to YouTube and hit that like and follow button so that we can get the network name put up there. We have links in the show notes, and Nicole usually puts it here in the chat. So, Joe, where can they find you on the web?
You can find me at Joseph_Ard. Or if you wanted to see some of the non-Pokemon stuff that I'm doing, you can find me at patreon.com/assortedgeekdom.
And you can find me, Rock Got a Pod, Rock Got a Podcasting, all across the internet. And on Monday nights on twitch.tv/GSTU Media, you can find me on Booze and Borderlands with my good friend Phil Keating as we run through Borderlands 3 and have so much fun. It is not for the faint of heart. And it is family friendly if you're part of my family. If you're really sick of that PG-13 that we do here and you hate how edgy I get here, you don't want to come watch that show. And which is fair. I'm not judging. I'm just warning you. So, yeah, that's one of my favorite things to do in the week. And then after this, immediately, I'm going at 9:30 to twitch.tv/FTHBeyond and doing FTH Beyond, which is about Marvel Strike Force. So, until next week, tune in to hear Joseph say,
are you going to go kick up a sandstorm this weekend at Community Day?
Maybe.
No, you won't. Don't worry.
But I want to, Joe!